Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the holy written word. We thank you for you have given us this time, and we look to you as Jesus said that you will lead us into all truth and give us insight and then help us to abide by your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is a God of order and not disorder. He is obsessed, preoccupied with order. Always. God is not preoccupied or obsessed with worship. Or else, what he will do is he will make the trees and the animals to worship him and sing. God is not obsessed or preoccupied with prosperity and money and things like that. Or else he would never have permitted Ananias and Sapphira to fall and die. At least they contributed something. Something they gave. God is not preoccupied or obsessed with soul winning, or else he will not permit any missionary to die. Receive it in your spirit. No, he is obsessed with order. Everything in its place, in the right place. That is what he's obsessed with. The eye has its place in the body. The nose has its place in the body. And the ears and the tongue and every organ. They are in the correct place. God has intended to be. Poverty is and lack is a proof or evidence of disorder. That's a proof. Pain is a proof of there is something disorder in the body. Pain is not the enemy. Pain is the one who exposes that there is an enemy in the body. Something disorder, thing happening in the body, so the pain is showing up. Pain in itself is not the enemy. Now watch this. Where we are is as important as what we are. Where you are is as important of what you are. The place where you are in, the church where you are in, the job that you are in, the country that you are in, everything matters to go on with of the position of your inside, what you are. So I want to say that again. Where you are is as important as what you are. There is a place we belong. There is a place you belong. There is a place I belong. Now I'm talking about order. When we are not in that place, it is out of order. God believes in order. Proverbs 27:8. Have we got it? Like a bird that wanders from its nest, is a man who wanders from his place. The place of rest of the bird is a nest. But he couldn't find the nest and keeps on wandering and wandering. It has no rest. There are so many people who have not found their nest. So they are wandering. They have no rest. The place of rest for the bird is that nest. There's a place where we belong. Fish require water. That's where they belong. Birds require air. That's what they are created for. There is a place of assignment. You are assigned to a place, brother. Oh Lord, let these words be given to us today as revelation. There is a place of assignment for every man, for every woman, and every child of God. God has assigned that place. Whether it's work or church or whatever, even the geographical position, location of your church or the house that you live in, you can be in the wrong place, in the wrong house. God told Abraham, come on Abraham, leave your country. Country? Yes. Leave your relations. Leave your own house. Oh, my house you mean, Lord? Yes. So now he is changing the assignment for Abraham to a different location. There is a place we belong. When we are not in that place, everything will go disorderly. Are you coming? I hope the Lord is speaking to you already. East Toronto? There is a place of assignment. You know, the first question God Almighty asked the man whom he created, where are you? That was the first question. He never came and said, oh Adam, you messed it up. He never came and asked him. He knew everything. He never said, Adam, why did you keep quiet when your darling was speaking to that snake? No. He said, where are you? Why? Because Adam was not in the place where God left him. Disorder. Just get it into your spirit. He asked him, I gave you a position as a king. I said you must have dominion. But where are you now? Why should you hide behind the bush? Why are you in fear, trembling? What has happened to you? There is no rest in the place where you are not assigned. The moment we leave our place of assignment, there will be lack. There will be fear. There will be confusion. There will be a lot of other things. Financial difficulties. Those who have ears, let them hear. There is a place of assignment. Adam was not in the place where God wanted him to be. He wanted to be independent.
And he went and hid himself because he received the spirit of fear, bondage from Satan. Now, First Kings 19:9, the Lord had a work for Elijah, and Elijah was successful in doing God's work, and he brought fire. And 1 Kings 19:9 says, he asked a question when he ran away from Jezebel. The spirit of Jezebel is the spirit of witchcraft, the spirit of Satan. We'll be doing witchcraft, God willing, in the coming days. I mean, teaching about witchcraft, not doing witchcraft. So you all are awake now. That's good. Verse 5. Then as he lay and slept under the broom tree, suddenly the angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. Verse 9. Yeah, I've just come here. Now, this man is now in fear. He's under the tree and he's wanting to die. But the Lord asks him a question. Verse 9. What are you doing here, Elijah? Elijah was in the wrong place. He was in the wrong place. What are you doing here, Elijah? You should have been tackling that woman now, and you should have asked me. And now, you are in fear. He asked, you know, he bluffed and said, you know, Lord, you know, everybody has been killed, and then I am no better than my fathers, you know. See? And the Lord comes back to him again. He was not feeding his weakness or trying to pat his self-pity. Verse 13, again, suddenly the voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? Second time. I assigned you in a certain place, but what are you doing here? There cannot be peace when we are not in the place where we are not assigned by God. There can be peace only in the place where God wants us to remain. Whether it is the job or is the house or it is the church, whatever. God has a place assigned. Are you listening? I mean with your inside ears. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now listen carefully. This is very interesting. We are not assigned to everyone and to everywhere. We are assigned to a certain place. And we are assigned to a certain people. Or a person. Moses was assigned for the Israelites in Egypt. That was his assignment from God. Go and get my people out of Egypt. So Moses, now he has to stick with this assignment. If he goes to tell about the Lord to the Egyptians, he's going to mess it. Jesus again was assigned to the people of Israel. I came to the lost sheep of Israel, he said. Not to the Gentiles. God sent him to the house of Israel. Aaron was assigned to Moses. Yes, whatever he receives orders from Moses, God said, you speak. I will make your brother as your mouthpiece. I will be with your mouth and his mouth. He was asked to help Moses, to stand with Moses. So that was his assignment. You leave the assignment, brother. We leave the assignment. We are in mess. We will be in a real, real trouble. God is a God of order. Get something today. As the Spirit of God is watching every one of us. And how we are listening to this. Maybe this is the last day that we are hearing the gospel. Maybe Jesus comes in this afternoon. We don't know. These are the days. So be glad. Cheer up. That we are now in the presence of God hearing his word. And the power and the anointing is in the word of God. Now, Peter was assigned to the people, again to the Jews, and Paul was assigned to the Gentiles. So Paul thought that, well, you know, I am just one of the Jews, and I just want to, you know, that's a normal tendency. He just wanted to tell the gospel to all his people. And he tried and tried and tried, and those people rejected him. And finally the Lord had to tell him. You know, even he even went to explain the Lord, to explain to him that he is one of the Jewish people. And then Acts of the Apostles chapter 22, verse 17. Now it happened when I returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple that I was in a trance. Now Paul is talking, and I saw him saying to me, saw who? Jesus. Make hurry and get out of Jerusalem quickly. See, he is assigned for another place. The assignment is changing. Now then, watch this. For they will not receive your testimony concerning me. So I said, Lord. Now he's explaining to the Lord. They know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believe on you. And when the blood of your martyrs, Stephen, was shed, I also was standing by, consenting his death and guarding the clothes of those who were killing him. Then the Lord said to me, depart. You know, we think that the Lord does not know. Sometimes we go on explaining no in our prayer. That's okay if I were with the kids. But then, you know, we should not add word to word and word to word. And he knows everything. And we need to be very brief and very sharp and short. Lord, this is it. And we want an answer from you. We haven't got a clue. So your assignment is always to a place. Your assignment is always to a people or a person. Now even Jesus couldn't do well in Nazareth. He couldn't. Now if you go Mark chapter 6 verse 1. Mark chapter 6. Can you take? Matthew, Mark chapter 6. Then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. That's Nazareth. Now jump over to verse 5. Now he could do no mighty works there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. Can you see that? We try to be smarter than God, you know, sometimes, and then we try to remain in a place and remain in something, or remain speaking to some people like Paul, and then speak and speak and speak, and they reject you, and then finally Lord has to come and they say, get out, Paul. They're not going to listen to you. He knows. Are you there? Oh, what we tolerate, we cannot change. Don't blame God for that. Bible said, Jesus was saying, you are tolerating that woman Jezebel. You know, lots of churches are tolerating so many spirits and tolerate and tolerate, and they get up and blah, 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 they talk. What we tolerate, we don't. Okay, so even Jesus couldn't do well. You need to be in the place of your assignment. Now, you take, supposing, now you don't have to do this, but you know it very well. See, in the fish tank, some houses you have, you get the fish out and put it on your tea table or on the carpet. What's going to happen? What is going to happen? And that fish is going to really have a hard time in breathing, and he's going to go and beating his body, and now when that fish is struggling, because that place is not assigned for the fish. Now you get it. But when you take the fish back again in your hands, put inside that water, that tank, and that goes zing, beautifully swimming its way effortlessly. Now get this, your gifting and your anointing will automatically begin to operate when you are in the place where you belong, your assignment. Not outside. There is a place in the body of Christ where you belong. And when you come to that place of assignment, your gifting, which the Holy Spirit has already dropped within you, will begin to operate just like that fish started to swim effortlessly. Are you getting it? There is no struggle, brother. When you put the fish back down, it doesn't wander and say, now what am I to do? No. Just boom. But when it is outside the place of assignment, it was a struggle. Why? The churches are struggling. There you go. You got the revelation. Go to the top of the class, Sister Juliet. Hallelujah. We need to be in the right place for our gifting to operate. For the power of the church to be released, we need to be in the God-assigned place. Not in the place where God has not told you to stay. Not in the place where God has pronounced a curse. You move into a house where God has not asked you to go, and you get into a mess and tied up with lots of curses and witchcraft in that house. Don't blame God. Don't tell him, Lord, bless this house. God will say, No. The blessing and the gifting will flow at the place of assignment. When you are where you belong, your gift will begin to operate. When you are where you belong, your gifting and your anointing will begin to flow and you will have prosperity. That's right. There's no lack. God will supply. Why? Because you are created. You are assigned for that place. The eye will have to be in the place where the eye was created, not here. The nose is in the place where it is assigned to. God put it there. They begin to function and be a blessing for the body. Why there is struggle going on now? Why? A place was assigned by Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. For the apostles, for the inauguration, for the coming of the Holy Spirit, he said, go to Jerusalem. Not to any other place. And tarry there. Wait until you are endued with power from on high. That was the assignment place. If they had not obeyed that, they would have missed it. The same thing is true now, brothers and sisters. What are we doing? You cannot be in Timbuktu and ask the Lord, where is the Holy Spirit? Oh, stupid Peter and John, you should be in Jerusalem. That's the place Jesus assigned for them. Oh, brothers and sisters, there is a place of assignment for you and me. There's only a few days left in our lives. What is 70 and 80 years? It just flies off like this. We need to be in the, don't you like to be in the country where you want, God wants you to be, and in the church where God wants you to be, and in the city where God wants you to be, hallelujah, and doing the work and the ministry where God wants you to do. That is your victory. That is where the gifting flows. Hallelujah. Prosperity is there in abundance where God assigns you to stay. It is at the place of assignment. Prosperity will never come where you are not assigned. Money, financial help, food, protection, favor. It is there only at the place of assignment. Oh, hallelujah. I'm really enjoying this as I say this to you, because I we can be real fools. Hey, what am I doing here? Elijah, what's happening to you? What are you all doing here? Wasting your time. 1 Kings 17. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for your word. This is better than having lunch, isn't it? Very good. Honestly. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you. 1 Kings 17, chapter 7, verse 2. Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, that is, the word of the Lord came to Elijah the prophet, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan. And it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and stayed by the brook Cherith, which flows into Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook. Bread and meat in the morning, bread and meat in the evening. How about that? You like that? Morning breakfast and the night dinner the same. God commanded provision, food, everything only at the place of assignment. Elijah had to go to the brook Cherith. Only at that place God commanded the ravens to feed him. Prosperity is there waiting for you in the place where God has assigned you. Then why is it, Pastor, we having lack all the time and bankruptcy and debt and problem? We are getting into hell. May you know it. Prosperity and financial help will never come in the place where God has not assigned you to stay. It will be lack all the time. God provided for Elijah at the place of assignment. Say assignment. So he has to get up because there was a famine. And he provided for him at by the brook Cherith, which flows into Jordan. And there, say there. Here. Those who have ears, let them hear. He said, leave. Go. I have commanded. I have provided for you in the place. I want you to be there and you will be looked after. That is the revelation, brother. That is the truth. We are struggling. We are asking God, no. Provide here. I'm going to stay here. I'm not going to the brook Cherith. And I don't believe how you can feed me through ravens. I see ravens picking up from the dustbin, but then, you know, I don't believe that you have, you know. Prosperity and provision and food and everything is provided by God at the place where you're assigned to. Now, after some time, the provision stopped for Elijah. Isn't it? You read that one. All right. Verse 7. And it happened after a while the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Now God told him to go by the brook Cherith, and then he drank from there, and then he had the waiters, the ravens come and then, you know, give him bread and meat and all that. That's really a miracle, isn't it, for a raven to bring the meat? Oh dear. Our ravens in Sri Lanka will swallow the whole thing. And this brook dried up. Now, he had lack. Say lack. Now Elijah is wondering now. Why, Lord? Why there is no money? Why there is no food? Why the ravens? I don't see the ravens. I'm thirsty. I have to drink water now. Lord, we are in a mess now. What are we going to do? And we devise methods. How can we get some more money? Shall we fry something and sell, or chocolates, or selling phone books, or Lord, what are we going to do? Now, listen carefully. Get the message. The brook Cherith dried up. Why? The next verse. Arise, say arise. Go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there. Say there. There you go. It is enough. Now you have left, you have stayed next to this nice river for a long time. It's got dried up now. No, but we are used to this river, Lord. I used to wash my legs and my face, and I used to have a swim, you know, and I see the ravens, and I come running out of the pond, and I eat my food, and
I like this place and the tree, you know, I sleep under. I like the house. And it's so lovely. I got so used to it, you know. Are you getting the message? And the Lord says, now come on, leave Brook Cherit. Because now you got to go and meet a person. Now Elijah is being assigned to a person. Why the Brook Cherit dried up? Because the previous assignment was over. You got it. That's finished. It's a new one. So provision is going to be where? In the new place of assignment. See, I get feedbacks, you know. See, always clear there. And we say, no, Lord. Oh, no, Lord. We pray, Lord. We, oh, Jesus. Holding on to the building, we pray. Holding on to. I really do not know. And the Lord will have to make the Brook Cherit fully bone dry. And he will do so. I don't know what books you will be distributing then. Is this fine? You getting the message? Spread it on. The brook, that water dried up, the provision stopped, the food stopped, because God had another assignment, another place to go, another person to meet. Elijah, say bye-bye to the place. Amen. Time to go. Prosperity and provision is there in the place of assignment. But you are determined not to leave Brook Cherit. You think Elijah will be fed? Elijah will be satisfied with food? No. There was not even water to drink. So assignment changed. That's why the provisions stopped. The provision started again in the new place of assignment, and the Lord commanded the widow to feed Elijah. And the miracle took place, and you know that. And we see the miracles. You know, that's the way it is. But very often, people, you know what they do? Without asking the direction of the Lord, and then moving according to his spirit, they stay there and then go on and on and on praying for the Lord. Oh Lord, let some water come out of the Brook Cherit. Oh, I can see something coming up. Maybe I'll dig some more. Maybe we'll get some more people to dig some well over there. And God will say, oh Elijah, there's a widow waiting there for you. Leave this place. Are you hearing me? When the assignment is changed, everything will stop. Every provision, everything will come to an end in the former place. Lack, poverty, financial difficulty is a sure sign that you are not assigned in the place where God has assigned you. Exactly. No anointing. Nothing. No rest. How can Elijah have rest? I mean, you see, oh, I don't see the ravens anymore. Leave Elijah. God knows what he's doing. Look at this. Genesis chapter 26. Father, we thank you. Genesis 26. This is speaking about in the life of Isaac, verses 1 to 3. There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. The Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I shall tell you." You know, it's easier. Go down to Egypt means, you know, follow the pattern of the world. Genesis chapter 26, reading from verse 1 to 3. So when the famine was on, the Lord warned Isaac, "Now don't leave the place. Listen carefully, I'm telling you, don't." And he said, "Dwell in this land, I will be with you and bless you." That means don't follow the pattern of the world, don't follow the pattern of Egypt, the lifestyle of these people, but listen to me, I'm telling you, you stay over here. "I will bless you, for to you and your descendants I will give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father." Now, go with me to verse 12. Then Isaac, you know, he obeyed the Lord, sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed. Blessing and prosperity is there in the place where you are assigned. Because God has assigned that place, that house, that job, that church, everything, so that He will meet the needs and plenty and more abundance, that you will fulfill the plan of God, the ministry which the Lord has already set aside for you. The prosperity is given for us to complete the work of God that He has assigned for you and me. Brother, He's going to give you a car and a house and financial blessings and things like that, because He has an assignment, a work for you to complete that work. He will give everything in abundance. Why, Pastor, then we don't have in abundance? We are in the wrong place and assignment. We are doing the wrong ministry. We are in the wrong location. We are. Look at the Bible. Always prosperity and abundance and provision is given in the place of assignment. Protection. Amen. God said, "Joseph, take the child with the mother, run to Egypt." That is the place of protection. So Joseph obeyed and he went there to the mother and the child. Because of God's assignment, here the Lord says to Isaac, "Don't go to Egypt, stay here." And he stayed and he soared, hearing the voice of the Lord, 100-fold, and the Philistines envied him, brother, because the Lord blessed him. I may tell you, when the Lord blesses you, the people will envy you. The demons will, you know, just like the sister spoke in tongues, and that demon didn't like for her sister. They won't like it. See? Prosperity is there at the place of assignment. Now, Jesus tells Peter something. Luke chapter 5, verse 9. You there? Luke chapter 9, verse 9. Matthew chapter 17. Take Matthew 17. Forgive me. Matthew 17 verse 20. This is talking about tax, and then somebody came in and asked, "Whether your master," that Jesus pays tax and all that, to Peter, and then the Lord heard it. And then, you know, this conversation is on, and the Lord comes and talks to Peter. Verse 25, Peter said, "Yes." And when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, "What do you think, Peter? Simon, from whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons, from strangers?" Peter said to him, "From strangers." Jesus said to him, "That the sons are free. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea." Watch this now. Jesus is assigning a place for Peter. Go to the sea. Cast in a hook. and take the first fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, now he's got to do all this, and open the mouth, you will find the piece of money. Take that, give it to them, for me, tax for me, and tax for you, Peter. Oh Lord, I thought I have to make some patties, Jamaican patties, and sell and pay my tax. Or maybe do something. Oh, you are interested in paying my tax, Jesus? Oh yeah. Because you are doing my job and you are in my kingdom and doing my work. And it's my duty, Peter, to pay your tax. Are you hearing? Jesus knew that he had to pay tax, income tax. Jesus knew Peter had no money to pay the tax. Peter never told him, Lord, I am just coming behind you, but then this inland revenue is going to come and catch my neck. But Jesus tells him, go to the sea, a place of assignment. Cast the hook first, the hook, and catch the first fish. Okay, I can do that. Okay, and then what, Lord? Open the mouth. Mouth? Yes, to get the hook off. Now, the money. Now, you don't ask me how Jesus can produce money inside the fish mouth. Take that. Pay it for you and pay it for me. Hallelujah. And here we are struggling, scratching our head until there is no more hair left. What are we going to do, Lord? Let's pray more, right? Is that right? Oh, yes. Lord, can't you see? Our tax? Only we can see. But what about you? It's too much. It's big. And the Lord is so simple. Come on, Peter. I got an idea for you. Go to the sea. Provision and financial help is there at the place of assignment. Peter was assigned to go to the place, to the sea, and catch the fish and get the money from there. Brother, you remember the Lord said when the big fish was caught, you know, the boats were about to sink, and Jesus said, and this man fell on his feet, and he said, hereafter you shall be catching men. The Lord can make us catch one fish, and that fish can give us 45,000. Open the mouth, brother. Oh, are you following? He is able to come and vomit that 45,000. Here, your check. Why? Because you caught him by the gospel. Hallelujah. One man, when we didn't have money to come back, I told you this from Ottawa, but I was ministering. And that evening, God told this man, the first time he came to the church, and God, the Lord said, go and write a check for $1,000 to the preacher who was preaching that evening. And he came, and I was ministering to people. Some more was demonized people over there. So I was taking longer times, and he waited and waited, and then, you know, I wouldn't come and talk to him. And he gave an envelope to the pastor and then went away, and then told him, the Lord said like this, please give this to this man. I don't know who he is. And I opened it and see $1,000. See, one fish brought that one. And hello? And what are we, why are we reading this, sister? Why this scripture is written there? For us to run here and there and say, oh no, we will have another meeting. And then we will discuss how. There's so many fishes out in the sea with my, do not know what to do with the money in their mouth. Amen. It's up to you and me to throw the hook. And you ask me, what is the hook, Pastor? The gospel. Catch the big fish. Breathe. Hallelujah. God has a way. God has a plan. He knows what to do, brother. Peter, go to the sea, Peter. That doesn't matter. Don't bother. Peter must have really got hearts palpitating when those tax fellows came and said, hey, wait a minute now. What about tax? Peter must have really, his heart must have sank because he had not paid his tax. And the Lord is a wonderful Lord. And he knew that Peter was, you know, he was probably thinking twice in his mind, oh, what am I going to do? I come behind this carpenter. Oh, I have no money to pay the tax. Money is there where God sends you. Money is there at the place of assignment. Yeah. This is very true, brothers. And God will provide in that place. It was necessary for Peter to go to the sea and do that. That was a place of assignment for him to pay the tax. See, God can make you or me to catch a fish. Somebody who will pay everything. Lack, want, poverty is a proof that you are not where you have been assigned. Poverty is a clue where you are not where you belong. Luke chapter 15 verse 14. I'm finishing with that. This man, this son who went away from home was in the wrong place. Chapter 15 verse 14. But when he spent all their rows, a severe famine in that land. See, always a lack. Why? You do not belong there. And began to be in want, in need. And then he went and joined himself with a citizen of the country. And he sent him into the fields to feed the swine. He said, this is what it is. We try to devise methods to temporarily to fill our stomach or to get some money. Oh, what shall we do? We devise with our mind. So he discussed with his soul, his mind. Oh, I will do something. I will go and join with somebody and then get a job and do something. See that? He was in the wrong place. I'm glad some people are getting the message. And we gladly have filled his stomach, verse 16, with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. Oh, here come to the dead end road now. Nothing to eat. No friends. Loneliness. Everything. Restlessness. But when he came to himself, say himself. This is where the church has to come, brother. Running around in circles and trying to devise our own methods, we have to come to ourselves and say, wait a minute now. What about these world businesses? Look at their buildings. Look at Sears. Look at Dominion. Look at all the other things that I go and say, the Lord, look at their hall. I wish we had a church over here. Such rich places. Worldly people making money. They do not know where they will spend it, and what they will not know that they won't take a penny with them. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will rise and go to my father, and I will say to him. So he went. He went because that place was not assigned for him. Now, when the father saw him, you know the story, and then he went out and ran, and you know, he hugged him. Verse 22, but the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hands and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf there and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. Brother, prosperity, plenty, abundance, peace, relationship, restoration, everything is there at the place of assignment. When he was away, everything was lack. What are we facing now? Praise the Lord. That's it. See, God has spoken through that little child. We are facing lack. Many, many Christians are facing lack. Poverty, restlessness, you know, financial difficulties, continuous. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? So God has to come in and ask us, what are you doing here? Where did I assign you? Did you hear from me before you came here? You prodigal son. And he was in the wrong place. And he comes to himself, oh my goodness. Hey, wait a minute now. My father's servants are eating food. And I'm eating pig's food now. So let me go back. There is a place of assignment. Wrong place. Lack, poverty, depression, restlessness, financial difficulty, and so on and so on. But the right place of assignment, favor, fullness, abundance, ministry, and so on and so on. The presence of God. Hallelujah. So you are assigned to a place. You are assigned to a people. You are assigned to a person. We need to find out. Yeah. The wrong place of assignment, we will reap the harvest. Yeah. This is what the Lord has given me. And I have nothing more to say. Did you get anything?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, let these words, oh Lord, remain in our hearts and multiply it, Lord. Multiply it. Your coming is so near. We need to be a vibrant church, a powerful, oh Lord, military and armed, Lord Jesus Christ, band of soldiers marching forward, destroying the works of the enemy. And we need to be in the place of assignment, oh Lord. Please help us to unite us together. Help us to remain in the word of God. Help us, oh Lord, as we follow you, that we none of us compromise with these earthly customs and traditions and all kinds of these things, that we may stand for the purposes of God and for the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray, and God's children said, amen.